morning, everyone. So an interconnected world may mean that we all need to read Greek to understand economic trends. Fear of Greek and other European debt defaults has roiled markets all over the world, caused oil prices to dip below $70 a barrel, another four-year low for the euro against the dollar this morning. In a world where even a computer glitch or God knows what can produce a flash crash on stock markets, the number of variables in the global economy just might put any real understanding out of reach. For instance, here's a question. Is there a way to predict whether Europe's debt crisis will actually travel across the Atlantic and strike at the already fragile American economy? Joining us is Dr. Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. Dr. Zandi, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, it's sort of curious to me because on the one hand, if Europe sort of tumbles into another recession, a kind of double dip over there in Europe, that would tend to affect our exports. Let's talk about the negatives on exports to begin with.
Well, it is a negative, and that's why the stock market's down, right? So big U.S. companies with operations in Europe and throughout the world are getting hit because investors think that they're not going to be able to produce as much stuff, and their earnings that they translate back into dollars will be lower because of the stronger dollar, weaker euro.
So it's a little bit the way U.S. consumer spending affects the overall global economy. European consumers, if they don't have as much cash, aren't going to buy U.S. products, and I would assume there's probably some Asian products in there as well, and that tends to depress the entire economy.
Exactly, and the European economy in its totality is roughly the same size as the U.S. economy. So if the Europeans aren't spending or actually pulling back and their economy's in recession, it has implications, it has impacts, and that's reflected in lower stock prices for U.S. companies. And eventually, it will result in less exports to Europe and the rest of the world. And just to give you another number, the Europeans account for about 20% of our exports. About 20%. Now, exports account for 7, 8% of our GDP. So if you do the math, it's not a large impact if they go into recession, if it's a mild recession, but it's an impact, and it certainly stunts the increase in stock prices.
But that negative, and I am doing the math here, not as well as you, of course, but I am doing the math here. That negative is relatively slight compared to the immediate financial impacts, and that goes back to this kind of positive thing you talked about. There's a kind of global flight to quality in the wake of this euro crisis in that Asians, like the Chinese, for instance, are taking bigger positions in U.S. T-bills, which tends to lower interest rates for us. There is a flight to equities in the U.S. stock market, so even though there's some downward movement in the stock market, there's also been a lot of upward movement. Does that help the U.S. economy short-term, being this flight to quality, the big Q in the whole world?
Yes, it does. I mean, the most immediate effect is lower interest rates. So the 10-year Treasury bond is now 3.5% as opposed to what it was before, which was closer to 4% and rising. And to make that more meaningful to people, the fixed mortgage rate is now back below 5%, which is about as low as it's ever been. So that allows people to refinance their mortgages and also helps to support the housing market.
Can I be conspiratorial here in,
yeah, sure.
in analysis
yeah.
of this? I mean, this suggests that either the global economy will get around to presuming that actually there's something wrong with the U.S. Treasury bills and all of our huge debts, or that on some level this is a kind of an anxiety bubble for the U.S. economy, that we're anesthetized into thinking in sort of distorted terms about our own economic realities. Do you think that's the case?
That's a good point. We can't be anesthetized. I mean, I think we need to recognize that this is a temporarily lower interest rates, and our turn will come. You know, once
our
the
turn will come.
It will, yeah.
There's the headline. Dr. Mark Zandi says our turn will come.
It will come. I mean, after the Europeans have sort of straightened things out and nailed things down and hopefully they address their fiscal problems, then global investors are going to turn their attention to the next weakest link, and that's us. So we can't let our guard down and certainly not be fooled by the fact that interest rates are low right now.
So that's not abstract. I mean, if you're a consumer looking to get a mortgage, how long do you have to get it, do you think, before interest rates starts to rise?
Well, this is as good as it gets. I mean, mortgage rates are going to be measurably higher a year from now and much higher 2 years from now.
So do it now.
Now it's
you're
time
it.
To buy.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Mark Zandi, chief economist of Moody's Analytics. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And now let's get a takeout from the sports world with Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Good morning.
Good morning.
So it's still going on, the NBA, the never-ending NBA playoffs. Last night we had the Magic playing the Celtics. What happened?
Well, it didn't go so well for the Magic. They lost 95-92. Boston's Paul Pierce scored 28 points. Rajon Rondo, the point guard, had 25 points. And what the Celtics have done is beat the Magic, who had won 14 games straight in their home court. So now the Celtics go back to Boston with a 2-0 series lead.
And it doesn't look good. They'll be on their home turf.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, this playoffs is in topsy-turvy. We'll see what happens.
And I mean, I assume that Paul Pierce is going to be a contender for MVP.
Paul Pierce has been playing well. He didn't have a great playoffs up until now, but lately he's stepped up his game considerably, and especially last night he scored 28 points, and he came on big when it mattered, third and fourth quarter. Paul Pierce really showed that he is a superstar when it matters.
Okay, so we're joking about the NBA playoffs lasting forever. There's another playoff still going on that seemed to last for a very long time, and that's the NHL playoffs. Okay, so the continuing coverage of the playoffs, Montreal versus Philly, Chicago versus San Jose. We are making some progress, though.
We're certainly making progress because we're in the conference finals round, just like we are in the NBA. So Montreal versus Philly is going to determine the Eastern Conference champion. And last night, Philly beat Montreal 3-0, and it was a pretty amazing thing because Michael Layton is the third goalie he plays for Philadelphia to post back-to-back shutouts in the first two games of a conference finals since 1944.
Wow.
So that was a pretty big thing. And also in Chicago versus San Jose, that's the Western Conference final. Chicago beat San Jose 4-2 last night, and their goalie, NT Niemi, he has been outstanding and spectacular in the postseason for Chicago, and now that series goes back to Chicago. We'll see what happens.
Okay, that's also wrapping up. Finally, we have this Canadian doctor charged with treating NFL players with growth hormones. Is he going to get charged in court?
Well, we'll see. The documents say that he has charges against him in both the United States and in Canada.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about this for me is that you have a human growth hormone made from calves' blood. It's kind of like a Frankenstein injection, and it doesn't seem like it's going to help out anybody, especially if he's going to go to jail.
You're saying you wouldn't have taken the calves' blood injection. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor.
Such a wuss.
Thanks so much. You would take the calves' blood injection, John?
Not anything to grow large.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.